Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf Beis at the bottom, at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Emes Chirin Wahem Batim Beretz Yisrael. One may not rent homes to the Akum in Eretz Yisrael. The Ein Tzarech Lo Masadus. And if homes may not be rented, certainly fields may not be rented. Ubesurya. As we have learned in our previous shiurim, Surya was an area in Eretz Yisrael which is known, and we will discuss, as Kibush Yachid. It's an area that wasn't considered like Eretz Yisrael proper. There's a machloikis rishonim why and what makes Surya to be considered an area of Kibush Yachid. The opinion of actually most rishonim is that before David HaMelech had completed capturing all of Eretz Yisrael proper, he captured Surya, which was out of proper sequence. He first should have captured all of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Surya falls into the category of Kibush Yachid, which, as we will see soon in the Gemara, there's a question if Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, if it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not. There are other Rishonim that explain that the issue with Surya was that David HaMelech captured it only based on the advice without consulting with the Urim V'Tumim. Others say he captured it without consulting with the Sanhedrin. Others say that he captured it without all of Klal Yisrael participating in the battle. Others say that the issue of Surya and it being an area of Kibush Yachid actually is because David HaMelech had captured Surya not with the intent that it should be divided amongst all of Klal Yisrael like the rest of Eretz Yisrael was divided. Rather, his intention was that Surya always remained, so to speak, his own colony, which would not be divided together with the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, I saw a very interesting machloikis v'achroinim. If, as we just said, it is the opinion of most rishonim, the Ritva and many other rishonim, that the issue specifically with Surya was that it was an area that was captured before the rest of Eretz Yisrael should be captured, and since it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael proper, first the rest of Eretz Yisrael should have been captured, and then, and only then, should have Surya been captured. So what is now the halacha, discussed the Achroinim, when the rest of Eretz Yisrael is captured? So now we don't any more have concern that Surya is being captured before the rest of Eretz Yisrael, because all of Eretz Yisrael is now in our hands. What would be then the status of Surya? Actually, some explain that this is really an academic question, because David HaMelech really was never successful. Klal Yisrael never did capture all of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it really isn't relevant lahaloch lemaisa. But what would be if all of Eretz Yisrael were captured? What would the status of Surya be? So the Chazanish says at that point it would revert to being part of Eretz Yisrael, because the only issue was that it shouldn't have been captured before the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But now that the rest of Eretz Yisrael is captured, says the Chazanish, we could treat it like Eretz Yisrael. Reb Aaron Kotler in the Mishnah of Reb Aaron disagrees, and he says that since at the moment of capture it fell into the category of Kibush Yochid, that status doesn't change even if afterwards the rest of Eretz Yisrael is indeed captured. So says the Mishnah, Surya, this area of Surya, there, according to the opinion of Rameya, Maskirim Lambatim, we may rent them homes, Avloi Sadis, but not fields. Or Bechotz Laretz, Marchal Lambatim, we're allowed to sell them homes, and if we're allowed to sell them homes, we're certainly allowed to rent them homes, or Maskirim Sadis, and we can rent fields, but not sell fields. Divrei Rameya, this is all the opinion of Rameya. And the basis for all of these opinions will be, of course, explained in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi has a different opinion. Beretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael Moichlem Batim, Avaloi Sadis, Maskirelem Batim, Avaloi Sadis, we're allowed to rent them homes, but not fields. Besuria, everything is one status down. Moichlem Batim, we're allowed to sell homes, or Maskirim Sadis. And we're allowed, and certainly rent homes, and we're allowed to rent fields, but not sell fields. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, in Chutz Laaretz, Meichrim Eilu Ve'Eilu, we could sell both houses and fields, and if we could sell houses and fields, we certainly could rent houses and fields. Continues the Mishnah, Af B'Makom Sh'ar Malahaskir, wherever the halacha is that we're allowed to rent apartment to Akim, says the Mishnah, Loyla Beis Dira Amru. We can't rent them a home for dwelling because Neshu Machnas L'Toych Avodah Kechavim. Typically, they bring Avodah Zorah into their homes. And Shenemar, the Torah says, Lo Sovi Toyev El Beisecha, you may not bring this abomination into your home. It's the opinion of most Rishonim that what our Mishnah is saying, that renting a home to an Akum, and the Akum bringing Avodah Zorah into his home, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, not an Issa D'Raisa. Firstly, because the Issa is only said in a home where a Jew lives, when a Jew brings the Avodah Zorah into the house, where the Jew will chas v'shalom benefit from it, not when there's no Jew benefiting from it. And furthermore, it's only when the Jew has Hanah. There is no Hanah to the Jew from the Avodah Zorah that the Akum is bringing into his home. And since there's no Hanah to the Jew from the Avodah Zorah that the Akum is bringing into his home, there is no Issa D'Raisa. In fact, Tosfos and many Rishonim discuss how come we find, this is already going back to the time of the Rishonim, that people did rent apartments to Akum, if our Mishnah clearly teaches us that we should not. So I saw many different answers. One answer given by the Rishonim is since the Akum nowadays are not really Ovdei Avodah Zorah, and moreover, even those that are Ovdei Avodah Zorah, they are not so connected to the Avodah Zorah. Given the fact that we just discussed that the Isser is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, we could be more makel. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest, that the homes in Chutz, that this din doesn't apply in Chutz Laaretz. Again, a number of explanations why Chutz Laaretz ought to be different. Some say that Ovdei Avodah Zorah and Chutz Laaretz are even less connected to Avodah Zorah. Others say because that when Chazal said the Isser of renting a home to Akum, they never intended that Isser should apply it to Chutz Laaretz. Another pshat is that since our rule, and this may even apply in Eretz Yisrael, but certainly in Chutz Laaretz, we don't really have such strong position in Chutz Laaretz that we should be in a place that we should be able to say that we won't rent our homes to Akum. Therefore, the din doesn't apply in Chutz Laaretz. Another pshat that I saw is that actually none of us really own our homes solely in Chutz Laaretz, and this reason may even actually apply in Eretz Yisrael too. Since anyone who owns a home is obligated to pay real estate tax, and therefore, in a sense, it's not only our home, but the government certainly has a very strong lien, a mortgage on our homes. Therefore, it's not really considered our homes that there should be an Isser to rent the home to Akum because it's not solely our home. In fact, I was thinking as I was looking at these different Isurim, at the different issues, that if somebody owns a home but he has a mortgage on his home, again, perhaps it would be different, because given that he has a mortgage on the house, it's not considered completely his house. I recall having a discussion with Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun from the Baal Mechaber Sharm Tzion Ba'alocha about someone who buys a house, should he make a Shechyonu? And he said that if somebody buys a house and he has a mortgage on the house, he can't make a shechiyon because it's not really a complete simcha, given that he has this obligation, this financial obligation on the house. And as I discussed with him, I said, and what happens when Baruch Hashem someone is able to pay off his mortgage? He says, by the time somebody pays off his mortgage, it's an old house, and an old house you don't make a shachyanu. The Yerushalmi says that the entire iser of renting a home to an akum only applies in a place where the akum, where one may not sell the home to the akum. If we're now saying that it's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi specifically that one may sell a home, it's really Rabbi Meir agrees the same way. Everybody's of the opinion that a home may be sold to an akum in Chutz Loretz. Says the Yerushalmi, in any place where a home may be sold, the halacha would be that that home could be, you could rent. There doesn't make a difference to rent the home to an akum also. But our Mishnah says that that's the opinion of the Yerushalmi. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that in a place, the Rishonim say, in a place where one may not rent the home to an akum, it only could be rented not for a place of dwelling, it could only be rented for a place of storage, as a warehouse. The halacha, however, is that if the akum is going to be renting the home to use as a place for storage of yayin nesach, that we're going to learn later in our masechta that a Jew is not allowed to be nena, he's not allowed to have benefit from yayin nesach. If so, he can't rent it out for that purpose. However, the Merkavas HaMishnah points out that even though, as we just said, we're not allowed to rent the house for Yayin Nesach, that only means that if we know specifically that that's the purpose of this rental. But if it is not our obligation to verify that the Akum will not rent it out for to use for Yayin Nesach, and therefore if we rent a warehouse to an Akum, we don't have to be concerned or assume that it's going to be used for Yayin Nesach and it's mutter. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Uvakom Makoyim, everywhere, lo yaskolayis amerchatz, we should not rent out a bathhouse to an akum, neshnekra al shmai. The bathhouse owned by a Jew is always called the Jew's bathhouse, as we will admit to Shem, learning the Gemara, since it's called the Jew's bathhouse, and now the akum is in control of it, and the akum will obviously keep it open on Shabbos, where a Jew obviously may not keep the bath open on Shabbos, people not realizing that it's been rented out to a Jew will think that the Jew is keeping his bathhouse open on Shabbos, which will of course cause a chilul Hashem. Interestingly enough, I saw machloikis hachroinim. Who are we concerned about the chilul Hashem to? The Chasam Sofer says we're concerned about a chilul Hashem to other Jews, that other Jews will say this Jew is operating his business on Shabbos. The Aruga Sabaisim says that our concern is not specifically that Jews will think that this other Jew is being mechal Shabbos. Our concern is also for Goyim, that Goyim will assume that look at this Jew who's supposed to be Shem Shabbos is operating a business on Shabbos. So our Mishnah began that Rameya taught us that we may not rent houses and fields in Eretz Yisrael to Akum. And the Mishnah says that we may not rent them houses in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly we may not rent them fields. So obviously the Mishnah is of the opinion that it's worse when it comes to a field than it comes to a house. And that's what the Gemara focuses on. Why is a field more of a concern than a house? My ain't tzarech lo masadus. Why are we more concerned by fields? Why is there more of an issue by fields than by houses? Ilema, if you'll suggest, mishum de ispei tarti, when it comes to a field, there are two isurim. Chada, one is chaniyas karka. As we discussed in our previous year, the Torah teaches us lo yisichonem, lo titlam chaniya bakarka, which we learned teaches us that we may not sell property to Akum in Eretz Yisrael. And I, just to follow up, we discussed some of these issues in our previous year, but just to just follow up on some of the issues we discussed, the Achroinim debate, if this din applies to all Akum, or is it only to Akum who are Oivdei Avodah Zarah? As I discussed, that would be a question regarding Muslims who aren't Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Chazanish says it applies to all Akum. There are other Achronim that say it only applies to Akum who are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Some Achronim interestingly suggest that if this Akum to whom property is being sold already owns property in Eretz Yisrael, the Isser doesn't apply. Another opinion mentioned by the Raven, a Rishon, who says that if our control of Eretz Yisrael is not complete, then the Isser of selling them property doesn't apply. If the Paiskim suggest there's a positive that could come out from sending them property, then perhaps property may be sold if it's L'toivas Hayishuv. The Mashah suggests that if somebody bought a piece of property from an Akum and then immediately afterwards flips it and sells it to another Akum, it would be mutter, because this was property that was by Akum all along. And as we discussed in our previous year, there are Achroinim, the Shalos Tshuvos Torahs Chesed, that say that if it's done as a chalipin, as an exchange, one property that's owned by an Akum for another piece of property, then too there is no Isser of Lo Yisachonim. So says our Gemara, the issue when it comes to selling them a field, one is the issue of Lo Yisachonim. V'chadah the kamafkalei b'maisa. Obviously the Akum will not give Trumas a Maisris from this property, and that's why we shouldn't sell him a field. There's a machloikis in Masechta Gittin, im yesh kinyan la'akum be'eretz Yisrael lafkil de Maisr, if an Akum ownership of property in Eretz Yisrael exempts that property from a chiv Maisr, or doesn't exempt that property from a chiv Maisr. And as I saw the Rishonim explain, no matter what opinion stated in that Gemara in Masechta Gittin, we follow our Gemara can be understood. Certainly, if we follow the opinion that property owned by Akum is mechuyev in Trumas Maisris, we could understand our Gemara, because here we have property that's really obligated to take off Trumas Maisris from the produce grown on that property, and we need to be concerned that the Akum will not follow that rule and not give the Trumas Maisris that this field is obligated in. But even if we follow the opinion that if a Akum owns property in Eretz Yisrael, there is no obligation to give Trumas Maisris from that property, so there is no concern that the proper Trumas Maisris will not be given. However, there still is an issue that were this property owned by a Jew, the Kohanim and Levim would get their Trumas Maisris. By selling the property to the Akum, the Kohanim and Levim are deprived of Trumas Maisris, and therefore, says our Gemara, we now have two reasons why property fields in Eretz Yisrael should not be sold to Akum. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that the issue with fields is because there are two concerns when a field is sold to an Akum, Batim Nami Katarti, so by homes there are also two issues. Chada, there's one issue, as there is by fields of Chaniyas Karka, of Laisichonim, of selling property to an Akum in Eretz Yisrael. For that there's no difference if it's a field or it's a home. For Chada, and the other issue is the Kamafgalei Mezuzah. If the home were by a Jew, the Jew would put on a mezuzah, but now when it's being sold to an Akum, there will be no mezuzah on this home. Amar Misharsha answers to this second concern of Misharsha, mezuzah chayvus adarhi. Mezuzah is only an obligation on the one that lives there. So as Tosfos explains, even if the home is owned by a Jew, it doesn't mean that the home is going to have a mezuzah, because only a home where a Jew dwells is there a chiv mezuzah not where a Jew lives? Or as other Rishonim explain, that even if the home is sold to an Akum, since there's always a possibility that that Akum will then go and rent that home to a Jew, and we go after the chiv mezuzah depends on the person who actually lives there. So if the person who actually lives there will be a Jew, there still will be a chiv mezuzah. Another pshat, very much, the Rashba explains, very much connected to what we just explained a moment ago. When it comes to Trumas and Maisris, if we sell the field to the Akum, the Jews, the Kohanim and Levim, will be deprived of those Trumas and Maisris. Whereas, when we sell a home to an Akum, there's no one who's going to be hurt by that sale, and that's why we're more concerned about a field than we are about a home. Based on this Gemara, we know there's a very famous halachic question that during the Shemitah year, prop fields owned by Jews in Eretz Yisrael, obviously the Torah teaches us, must be left fallow. And there's the famous question if there's a heter mechira, if one could sell those fields to Akum, and therefore to be exempt from the halachas of Shemitah. This is one of the Gemaras that's heavily cited by the Poskim that say we see how serious Chazal reacted to selling fields to Akum and Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the Heter Mechira should be avoided. On the other hand, we just discussed the issue of mezuzah. The mezuzah is only a chayvus hador, and that's why I saw from the Sefer Mezuzas Melachim that let's say there's a situation where someone in a home, a mezuzah falls down on Shabbos, and the question is, where certainly one is not allowed to put up a mezuzah on Shabbos, a mezuzah may even be muksa, but even if it's not muksa, it certainly cannot be attached to the doorpost on Shabbos. What should one do if he doesn't want to be in a home without a mezuzah? Suggests the Sefer Mezuzas Melachim that the person should be mafker his house, and therefore won't be a house that's owned, that I own, that I rent, because I was mafker it. And since there is no obligation, as our Gemara just taught us, on the house to have a chiv mezuzah, the halacha is that one can remain in the house without any question, even though there is no mezuzah there. Similar questions I saw from the Shalos Tshuvos Chelkas Yaakov is that we know that any dishes or glasses or metalware pots that are owned by a Jew before they can be used for cooking or eating on, they have to have tefillah in a mikveh. And let's say one realizes on Shabbos that he has such a dish that he needs to use and he didn't tovel it in the mikveh. Is there an ability, asked the Chelkas Yaakov, what he should do is give this keli to an Akum, and therefore there won't be a chiv tefilas kelim, because the chiv tefilas kelim is only a chiv on kelim owned by a Jew? Or are we saying that you're doing the wrong thing by avoiding a chiv tefila? And of course, all of the Paiskim say that we're only discussing a situation which is a B'dievet situation where we already have this dish and we don't have the ability to be Tovlet. One cannot rely on this L'chatchila. And the Chelkas Yaakov wants to compare the Chiv of Tefilas Kalim to the Chiv Mezuzah that we just discussed in our Gemara. That there isn't a personal Chiv to be Tovel Kalim. There's a Chiv that a Keli that's owned by a Jew should be getoiveled. And if it's not owned by a Jew, there is no chiv tefillah. Just like in our Gemara, if a Jew lives in a house, there's a chiv chayvus hador to put up a mezuzah. But if there is no Jew living in the house, there is no chiv mezuzah. We learned in the Mishnah that besuria maskirim batim. In Surya, we could rent them houses. Maishna mechira deloy. Ask the Gemara, why may we not sell them houses in Surya? Because we make a gzeira mishumachir that Yisrael. Because just as we learned, we shouldn't sell them houses in Eretz Yisrael, we don't sell houses in Surya either. ask the Gemara if that's what we're doing. We're making a gzeira in Surya because of Eretz Yisrael. Yehachi mischiras nami nigzer. The halacha ought to be that we shouldn't be allowed to rent a house in Eretz Yisrael in Surya, because if we're going to rent a house in Surya, we may come to rent a house in Eretz Yisrael. Answers the Gemara. He goof gzeira. The entire iser of renting a house in Eretz Yisrael is only a gzeira. Fanan nekum. The nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. We have this rule many places in Shas that the Torah told Chazal to make gzeiras, asum mishmeres l'toyrosi, make gzeiras to protect my Torah, asum mishmeres l'toyrosi v'loy mishmeres l'mishmeres. Gzeiras are made to protect our rices, but not to protect other gzeiras. Ask the Gemara if we're going to follow that line of reasoning. Renting a field in Surya is also ought to be considered gzeira l'gzeira, because if we're going to rent a field, we may come to rent in Surya, we may come to rent a field in Eretz Yisrael, which is only a gzeira, and yet we see that we're now allowed to, according to Meir, rent a field in Surya. Why isn't this in the category of gzeira and l'gzeira? Answers the Gemara. Hasam lav gzeirahi. When it comes to rent, selling fields in Surya, the esser of selling a field in Surya is the esser deraisa. Because Ramey is of the opinion, as we discussed in the Mishnah, the kibush yochid shmei kibush, and therefore selling fields in such an esser is selling fields in such a place is an esser deraisa. However, points out the Gemara, if there's an esser deraisa, so it should be osur to rent the field also. So says the Gemara, Sodis Despatarta, as we just explained, when it comes to field where there are possibly two Isurim are there, therefore field should not be sold. A Chazal made a gzera that not only should they not be sold, but they should not be rented either. Batim the Lespatarti, however, when it comes to homes, which we just finished explaining, there are two Isurim involved. There's only one Isur involved. L'gozer b'rabbanan, Chazal didn't make a gzeira against renting such homes. And as the Rishonim explained, even if a mayor is of the opinion that kibush yochid shmei kibush, and it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael, even if there may is of that opinion, still it isn't up to the same madrega of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael even renting houses would be aser. Surya, which even if it's Eretz Yisrael is still not the same, it will not be aser to rent houses. There are Rishonim that have a different gears in the Gemara, and they say that Kesava Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush, because if we're going to say that kibush yochid shmei kibush, they find it difficult how Ramei would then be able to differentiate in any way between Eretz Yisrael and Surya. B'chutz Laretz, Ramei says, we're allowed to sell home to Akum, but we're not allowed to sell fields. And the Gemara explains, why does Ramei differentiate between fields and homes? Says the Gemara, Sada, when it comes to a field, this patarti, as we just explained, there are two concerns. The concern of loisichonim and the concern of mafkir midei maiser gozuba rabbonin. Rabbonin were stricter. Batim, whereas by homes, the less patarti, there are no two isurim to be over. Therefore, loy gozuba rabbonin, Chazal weren't as strict. And that's why, according to Rameya, he will allow the sale of homes to Akum. Rabbi Yossi said, "Be'eretz Yisrael maskirim l'batim, we're allowed to in Eretz Yisrael rent homes, but not fields." Ask the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yossi differentiate in Eretz Yisrael between homes and fields? Answers the Gemara, "Sodus this batarti, when it comes to field, when we have two issues, gozbar rabbanan, Chazal with geyser." However, batim, when it comes to homes, the less patatu is only one concern of loisachonim, loy gozer rabbanon, Chazal weren't as strict. Ubisurya, and according to Rabbi Yossi, in Surya, we could sell them houses and rent them fields. My tama, what is Rabbi Yossi's reasoning? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, the kibush yochid loy shmei kibush. So as far as Rabbi Yossi is concerned, Surya is not part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore midaraisa in Surya we could sell both houses and field to Akam. However, Rav Yossi agrees that we should not sell fields in Surya because of a gezeira, that if we sell fields in Surya we may come to sell fields in Eretz Yisrael. And why does Rabbi Yossi differentiate when it comes to the set between the sale of fields and the sale of homes in Surya? Answers the Gemara. Sada despatati, since when it comes to a field, where Eretz Yisrael, that two concerns, the concern of Loisachonim and the concern of Mafkir Midei Meiser, that's why Gozver Rabbanon Chazal said we shouldn't sell fields in Surya. However, bottom, when it comes to houses, where even in Eretz Yisrael, less butarti, there are no two concerns. There's only one concern, says Rabbi Yossi, Loi Gozer Rabbanon, Chazal didn't make a gzeira against selling them in Syria. Ubechutz Laretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Moichrim, we could sell them houses and fields. My Tama, why is Rabbi Yossi so lenient in Chutz Laretz? Kivin the Merchik, since Chutz Laretz is so distant from Eretz Yisrael, like as Rinnan, Chazal say, Rabbi Yossi, did not see a reason to have to make a gzeira in Chutz Laretz because of Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Rishash, but aren't there places in Chutz Laretz that are very close to Eretz Yisrael? So why is the Gemara making a blatant statement, Kivin the Merchik, that they're far away? Answers the Rishash that there are indeed places in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz, that are very close to Eretz Yisrael. But since most places in Chutz Laretz are distant from Eretz Yisrael, and we have a rule of loy plug, Chazal didn't want to differentiate. So once most places in Chutz Laretz are distant from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Chazal saw no reason to make a gzeira, they apply that rule to all areas of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yossi. The halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yosef says, and therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, we can rent houses to Akam, but not rent them fields, and certainly not sell them houses and fields. In Surya, we can sell and rent houses to Akam, and certainly rent them fields, just not sell them houses, not just sell them fields, and outside of Eretz Yisrael, we could sell and rent houses and fields. Omer Reb Yosef, however, even though he's being so lenient, Ovach lo yisana shchuna, he can't make a neighborhood of houses that belong to Akum in make into a shchuna. There's a machloikus rishonim, even when we're saying that we're not allowed to make a shchuna in Chutz Laretz, is that only in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, or will that then also apply in Chutz Laretz? Perhaps that question depends on another shayla. Why were Chazal concerned about making a shchuna of Akam? Some say that the reason Chazal were concerned is because when you have the Akam getting together, they will perhaps be able to plan against the Yisraelim. And therefore, if that's the concern, obviously there shouldn't be a difference between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. However, the Ritva says that when we have three Akum together, it now becomes a place of a kavius, So perhaps that reason only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Where in Eretz Yisrael we don't want to have a kvius of Akum. But in Eretz Chutz Laretz we don't have that same concern. The Kam Shchuna, Tana Ein Shchuna Pchusa Mishnayos Bnei Adam, three together is considered a Shchuna. Ask the Gemara, V'leichush, why should we not be concerned that Dema Ozel Ha Yisrael Amazgim L'Charav T'Chavim? A Jew has a home, he has a big home, let's say even, and he sells it to one Akum. But given that it's a large home, the Akum can then subdivide it, V'Ozel Heich Amazgim L'Leila Trey, he'll sell it to two other Akum, and now we have a Shchuna, because as we just said, a Shchuna is when you have three. Answers the Gemara, Amr Abaya, Alifnei Mafkidinun, Alifnei Delifnei La Mafkidinun. Chazal were only were never that far concerned. And as the Rishonim point out, Tosfos points out, this is not really a situation of Lifnei Ivilei Sita Michshol. We're not setting up a situation where we're having a person do an Aveira. What the Gemara is just using this is, so to speak, in a borrowed way. That just like we've learned previously, we're concerned for Lifnei Ivilei Sita Michshol Ba'akum, but then Lifnei Delifnei, we're not concerned for far-fetched issues. Here too, to be concerned that I sold my home to an Akum, and then the Akum is going to go and subdivide that home and sell it to more Akum, and now we'll have a Shchuna, is sort of far-fetched, and that's why Chazal weren't concerned. Said the Mishnah, Apa Mokum Asru Lasker, even a place where we said, even where Chazal said we may rent a home to the Akum, we can't sell it for where they should live because they bring the Avodah Zarah there. Ask the Gemara, Michlal, by the Mishnah using these words, it's saying the Ikeduchta Delaimagri, that there are places where we may not even rent a house to the Akum ever. Umistama. So obviously our Mishnah now is considered a situation where we have a Stam Mishnah like Reb Meir, because according to Reb Yossi, B'chol Duchta Mugri, everywhere may we rent, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz and in Surya, according to Reb Yossi, we always can rent a house to an Akum. By the Mishnah implying that there are places that we may not rent a house to an Akum, our Mishnah seems to be following the opinion of Rameya. Tosfos points out that this is a situation of machloikus vachkach stam, and Tosfos says that we know that throughout Shas the halacha is machloikus vachkach stam. If that's the case, so then we would have to follow the opinion of Rameya. Whereas we just said that the Gemara said that Shmuel paskin like Reb Yossi. So Tosfos says that not everybody feels that machloikus vachkach stam means that we should paskin that way. Rather, it means that when we have a case of machloikus vachkach stam, the stam is the opinion of the roiv, but not the absolute halachic opinion. Or become makayim layusker. We learned that we should not rent a bathhouse to an akum. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer layusker adam rechatzoi. A person is not allowed to rent his bathhouse to an Akum, Neshnekras al Shmoy. It's still considered the Jew's bathhouse. And the Akum keeps it open on Shabbos and Yontif. And people will think that it's the Jew running his business on Shabbos for Yontif. Aval Kuti, the deek in this price is that specifically to an Akum we may not rent the bathhouse, but to the Kuti, Shari, it would be mutter. Ask the Gemara, but why? Kuti, Amer, Avama, because the Gemara is assuming now that the Kutim, even if we'll say the Geri Emes, that they are considered full-fledged Jew, they're also Makbid on Shabbos, so therefore they're not going to keep it open on Shabbos. And since they're not going to keep it open on Shabbos, the concern that we just identified isn't there. Ask the Gemara, the Kutim only believe in Torah Shebiksav, but in Torah Shebapeh they don't believe. And therefore, they do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Kuti, and there's a shaila, if certainly Malacha may not be done in Chol HaMoed. There's only a question, is an Issa D'Oraisa or Issa D'Rabbanan? Some Rishonim suggest it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Others suggest that it's an Issa D'Oraisa, but the Torah left it up to Chazal to determine what is and what isn't mutter on Chol HaMoed. So ask the Gemara, Kuti Emer Oven by Malacha B'Chol HaShemoed. The Kuti is going to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, and what? And then people are going to say that the Jew is keeping his business open on Chol HaMoed, because they don't realize it's owned by the Kuti. They think it's still owned by the Jew. Answers the Gemara, B'Chol HaMoed and not Nami Avdinan. We also do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. As we just explained, not all Malacha is absolutely Osir on Chol HaMoed. Some Malacha is Mutter on Chol HaMoed, and therefore, even if they'll think it's a Jew's, it doesn't mean it's Osir. Particularly as the Mefarshim point out, that Chazal allowed us to take a bath of Chol HaMoed, because it's only a haircut that Chazal said we can't take on Chol HaMoed, because they were concerned that if we're going to be allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, a person will wait for Chol HaMoed to take his haircut and not take it before Yom Tov. But baths and showers, which are taken on a regular basis, just a person is not going to wait for Chol HaMoed, he's going to still take his bath or shower with covered Yom Tov. The Chronim ask, but we know there was a very famous machlokes how to explain the pasuk of Sfarta Lechem B'Machros HaShabbos. And according to the Kutim, Shavuos always had to be a Sunday. We know Sfarta Lechem B'Machros HaShabbos means the second day of Pesach. So here we're going to have we can have a possible situation that by us it's not Shavuos, by us it's Shavuos. They don't consider this day Shavuos, and they'll keep the bathhouse open. So why didn't the Gemara point this out as the concern why we shouldn't be allowed to sell a bathhouse to a Kuti? So I saw two Turots from the Achroinim. One Turot from the Achroinim is that ultimately, regarding this dispute, the Kutim agreed with us that Shavuos doesn't necessarily have to be on a Sunday. Another Turot is that Shavuos is only one day a year. For one day a year, Chazal did not make Xera. Whereas Shabbos comes up obviously on a weekly basis, that's where Chazal saw more of a concern. Furthermore, our Gemara is a proof that there's an issue of Maris Ayin even by the Rabbanon. Because we said before that working a Chol HaMoed, according to many Rishonim, is only an Issa the Rabbanon, and yet our Gemara is concerned for Maris Ayin by the Rabbanon. However, says the Gemara, Avos Adelai V'Kachavim, when it comes to renting a field to an Akum, Mai Shari, we're saying it's Mutter. It's only the bathhouse that our Mishnah said we're not allowed to rent an Akum. But the field, we may rent an Akum. Ask the Gemara, why shouldn't we be concerned when people will see the Akum working on the field on Shabbos for Yom Tov? Answers the Gemara, Oris Arisosei Avid. People will assume that he's a sharecropper, and since he's a sharecropper, they'll say he's working for himself for his share of the field, and that's why it's Mutter. Ask the Gemara, if that's what we're going to say as a heter, Merchetz Nami, why don't we say Aris Arisosei Avid, and therefore he's a sharecropper, he's a partner in the bathhouse, and therefore we should be allowed to rent a bathhouse to an Akum, or sell it, answers the Gemara, Arisa the Merchetz Lo Yavdi Inchi. It's not common for people to take such a relationship with bathhouses, and as the Pesukim point out, to rely on Oris Arisosei Ka'avid, we could only do so in a place where it's common, and wasn't common to give a bathhouse barisis. Taisus Rabbeinu Tam says, based on our Gemara, if we give a job to an Akum as a Kablan, we contract him to complete a specific project, he's allowed to work on Shabbos, because again, he's doing it on his own, for his own benefit. However, there are other Rishonim that aren't so quick to be Makel, particularly if it's something that's done publicly, building a house, specifically in a place where Kablonis is not that popular, so people won't realize that the Akum that's working on my property publicly is working as a Kablon. They may think that he is my worker, which would be usur. Furthermore, the Pesukim say that if a Jew never had real ownership on this merchatz, meaning that he just bought it for a very short amount of time and immediately took it from one guy to another guy, so the name of the Jew never got attached to the merchatz, or there it would be mutter because people weren't associated with the Jews as the Jews' property that's open on Shabbos, or if there's a situation where a Jew did own the merchatz and he sold it to the Akum, and now the Akum has it for a very long time, and everybody is now well aware that this merchatz is owned by the Akum, we don't have to be concerned that people will think that the Jews' place of business is open on Shabbos for Yom Tov, and then there is no issue.